Okay, next question, back to the threshold. Okay. What are your feelings on the arts in American Fork? Do you think they are important? And what role do they play in our city?
Arts programs are very important. And I want to say that. Again, it gives us enlightenment. I grew up in the Washington, D.C. area. Being a part of that environment, because again, my family was in the military, the culture and the arts programs there that I was able to be a part of, they've sculpted and molded my life to who I am. I guess of all things, the funny thing is I met my wife country dancing, which I used to be a country dancer and a country dancer instructor. I also owned a small DJ company. And without the arts, I would have never met my wife. So again, they are a pinnacle part of me and who I am. And it's an expression of who we are as people. And so again, I have a strong lineage in loving the arts. And not only watching the movies that we see on the big screen, but also attending concerts and musicals and things like that. And to see the growth and development of my family.
I have a nice white card up here that says time when they're done, so they know when they're done. Arts are very important. I don't know many communities our size that has its own orchestra. It's been a pleasure for us to work with them when we had Kansas come for the big show and American Fork Orchestra accompanied the band Kansas. It's very important, American Fork. We've been going through some growing pains, trying to make all of our arts departments in American Fork, of which there are 13 separate arms of the arts department, trying to make our arts council stand alone as a tax-free business, 501c3, legitimate, recognized business, so we can apply for grants, continue to grow, and to work at expanding our arts, because that's one of those things, and that's quality of life that I think is so important to our community. Thank you.
I also agree that arts are very important. It's what makes up the quality of life. It's one of the things that that makes the community a community. As the mayor alluded to, in the past, the arts have been a department of the city itself. This last year, the decision was made, which was a tough decision to make, was to make the arts stand alone, and it's not a department of the city anymore. There was actually some jobs that were eliminated, and there was some money saved from the city, but it'll allow the arts to flourish on their own and to become even better than they already are.
That's a regulation. Arts need to be done, but again, they need to be done privately. And they need to be done by the people who love them and want to be participating in them. They're marvelous things, they really are. But again, the government shouldn't be funding them and sponsoring them. Private individuals who are really fired up and passionate about it need to be the ones getting out there, raising the money through business growth and other ways to get the money and donations. So it's voluntary, not compelled on people to do the arts that may not have any interest in the arts. And so I love the way that the city's going. That's a perfect direction. That's where we've got to go with a lot of programs.
Yeah, I think that's great too. I think I think arts are important, but it's not something that the city needs to do. Obviously, we have art without cities, right? Long before any kind of government subsidy for art, we have great art. Maybe there is a role for the city, though, in coordinating. If they already have this arts council set up, that's even better. I went out to the boat harbor, and they have a concrete divider out there, in the parking lot of the boat harbor, and it's all painted up. It's not just gray concrete. It says, "Welcome to the boat harbor," or something like that. But, that was probably an arts council somewhere. And that's great, but that can be funded by people that want to fund that. It doesn't have to be subsidized by the city, and I think that's the right way to go. And get into even more important stuff like orchestras and things like that that the city's involved in. That's great, but again, it doesn't have to be funded by the city.